A giant excavator slowly shovels fertilizer out of a 200-foot barge that's parked in this mile-long diversion of the Verdigris River.
I think it's MAP or DAP. I think it's a phosphorus-based fertilizer.
Phosphorus. From that
Soon it will make its way back down the Verdigris to the Arkansas River and east to the Mississippi along the McClellan Kerr Navigation System, Oklahoma's water link to the Gulf of Mexico and river towns to the east like Pittsburgh and Chicago. It was the most expensive civil works project the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers had ever built when it opened in 1971, and it was pushed by powerful Senator Robert S. Kerr of Oklahoma.
Was it a boondoggle? Was it a waste of public money?
David Yarbrough, Port of Catoosa's deputy director, doesn't think so.
There's over $1.5 billion of private investment just at this port. 8,000 maritime jobs in Oklahoma.
The navigation system and ports are an important cog in Oklahoma's economy. But by Tuesday of this week, the sounds of industry at the Port of Catoosa were again drowned out by rain that's plagued the navigation system since May.
Sometime around May 15th, give or take, navigation ceased. And I know that because we had several towboats that were stranded here at our port. I say stranded. They had come upstream with barges, and they weren't able to go back because it wasn't safe.
And the waterway stayed closed until earlier this month. Even now, barge traffic is barely a trickle.
Never in the history of our waterway have we had a shutdown that lasted like that.
When barges are stranded in port, business suffers. Gavilon Grain plays an important role in getting Oklahoma's wheat crop to out-of-state markets. Location manager Phil Getterman.
A lot of our customers were reluctant to buy because they didn't know when the barges were going to show up. Right now it's recovering. We're able to ship out now, looking forward to hopefully a good fall crop.
A few hundred yards away from Gavilon is CF Industries, exporter of ammonia and liquid fertilizer. Plant manager Clint Herring worries the impact of the shutdown will still be felt by farmers later this year.
And the lack of transportation on this is really going to probably have a pretty severe impact later on in the year. It could really see impact on pricing as well as availability of fertilizer, but I also think that the grain guys are going to have some issues getting their material out. But they have alternatives like we do.
Those alternatives include shipping products by truck or rail, but that costs a lot more. The shutdown hurts these companies economically, but navigation is only part of what the waterway does. Muskogee Port Director Scott Robinson says its main job is flood control. When reservoirs like Lake Eufaula get too high, water is released into the river system, and that's what scuttles shipping.
Eufaula was the early onset problem in the navigation system. They had to release out of Eufaula, and the releases were so strong that it really halted traffic everywhere.
But without flood control, the last couple of months would have been a disaster for eastern Oklahoma. And the flooding brings up an uncomfortable point.
Maintenance needs of the system, particularly critical backlog of maintenance, are in the $100 million range. And so the Corps says critical means a 50% chance of failure within 5 years. Well, that sounds pretty scary to me and to others along the system.
Back in Catoosa, David Yarbrough says if the waterway is going to meet flood control and shipping needs in the future, Congress needs to fund its upkeep.
Now we've gone from preventative maintenance to fix as fail, which is a bad way to be when there are no contingencies for one of our locks going out of business. We can't detour around it. That's it. And we're headed towards failure to fix because the budget issues. You know, there's just not enough money allocated to take care of our waterway and the infrastructure needs.
With an estimated daily economic impact of about $2 million, industries that rely on the Port of Catoosa need drier weather and a bunch of money from the federal government. And they need both soon. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.